This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That's right. We will be trending appropriately in just a few moments. Why? Because we will be doing quick predicts.
Trending appropriately?
I've already had one emailed to me.
You already had a quick predict?
Yeah, Reverend Dave.
All right, so quick predicts is coming up a little bit later in the show, and you know how to play that game because we've been doing it for years. It is a lifelong
obsession.
It is part of our legacy that the show will have on that will turn into dust at some point. And what that means is you need to give us the score of the Saints and Browns game on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. You can listen to it right here on 92.3 The Fan, and then you will give us Monday morning's headline. Should you, though, say the score the wrong way, it will not count. I will get aggravated, and Phelps will put his head through the screen.
This one bothers you more than it bothers me.
Well, you're the one that really got me onto it, like started making me mad. I don't know if you know this.
Folks who work in the business shouldn't do that. If somebody wants to call us and give us the wrong score, we don't care. And, well, Andy does, I take it.
I chastised a young hockey player this week for giving me a score backwards. I said I would hang up on you if I saw you in real life. I just wanted him to know that. Just say the score the right way. So what we're saying is you would say the Browns win 14-7. You would not say the Browns win 7-14. Okay? We're all on the same page. We're not going to aggravate the host. Let's not play aggravate the host. And that's what we will do. And that's coming up in a little bit. And you know how to get a hold of us. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Or you can always hit us up on X at CLE Talking Heads. I heard you mumble something over there. What'd you say?
Yeah, I had my mic off. I said, don't aggravate the host. It takes the fun out of my job.
What do we need to know about this week's game against the Saints?
The Browns better win.
And if they don't, what? They'll get closer to a first-round draft pick? Or first overall draft pick?
No, you know what it
Who
is,
Who cares?
Andy? This has been a horrendous 9-game stretch.
Yes.
Okay? This thing couldn't have gone much worse. I truly believe the team is better than this. Now, if you go out and you win them all, okay, great. I don't expect that. Neither do you. If you go out and you win 6 of the remaining games, does that do you any good? Probably not. You're 8-9 then, right? Wouldn't that be the deal?
Oh, we only missed the playoffs by 2 games.
But my point is this: I just think they're better than what they've played so far, and I'd like to see them prove it. I really do. I think they're better. It's just been a horrendous accumulation of misfortune, a lot of it created by themselves.
Did we learn a big lesson here? Like at some point a year from now, 2 years from now, what will be the lesson learned of this Deshaun Watson era? What will be the lesson learned?
Good Lord, that's a...
I think the lesson learned is don't give up the farm for one player.
Don't take huge chances on guys with questionable resumes. I think that's the biggest thing. For instance,
he wouldn't have been available to us if he didn't have a questionable resume.
I think the Cavs gave up too much for Donovan Mitchell, and I think he's a tremendous player.
Doesn't feel that way now.
No, it still does. We haven't started to pay back first-round draft choices.
It's okay.
I think they gave up too much, nothing questionable about him. Great background, great player.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of trades I don't care for. I think you give up way too much. And as you just said it, don't give up the farm for one player. Well, the Cavs did. They're playing really well right now, but they gave up too much. But boy, no questions about Donovan Mitchell. You knew he was good. You knew he was in his prime.
Would you have still said this about Mitchell if the deal was in place before his contract? The contract. If his contract wasn't,
no,
it was already settled.
I think
before.
They gave up too much.
Okay, no matter what. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Period.
I don't and feel that
but,
way. Right?
But he's tremendous. I think what you said originally is right. You don't give up all that much for one guy. Now, in a sport like basketball, one guy can have a bigger influence.
Right.
I think the whole team is the biggest influence here, and Donovan's the leader of it. But in the Brown situation, you gave up comparable for one guy in a sport where you have, 70 players. And a real questionable resume. And that to me is what the problem's going to be.
I think that's what we'll all, because I heard it on the morning show again, and I got people sending me Baker Mayfield stats. And as much as, everyone knows
Baker's
that.
Baker's more than competent.
Yeah.
Is he going to lead you to Super Bowl? Is he going to lead the Bucks to a Super Bowl?
I heard a guy go nuts this morning on the air about this, and I was just kind of like, it was one of those phone calls where you're kind of like, okay, I get it. It's almost, like,
well, and the ship has sailed, Andy. I mean, that's over.
No.
I thought the Browns...
Because the Buccaneers sent out an Instagram post to let you know that Baker was first in total touchdowns, first in passing touchdowns, second in completions, third in completion percentage.
He's played really well.
Fourth in passer rating, and fifth in passer yards.
He's played really well.
That's nice. Do they want a cookie?
And he and his wife bought football uniforms for a struggling school district in Florida so that they could have a season. It was a really nice gesture. Gave him $18,000. Nice.
It's the three picks that really... And I'm not a big draft guy. It's those picks and the contract handcuffs that... it's one thing to pick up a player and make a mistake and fail and pick up the wrong player or feel like that player didn't give you what you needed. It's the long-term aftershock of everything that's going on right now with a two-win season and not really having a lot of hope for what's next because you just don't know what can happen next. And then you got to figure out that your general manager's got to figure out a way to – it was almost like the original Batman where he's got to come out of that cave and he's got to figure out a way to get out of it. The newer Batmans. I don't know. You remember how hard it was?
Are you talking Batman Begins or he's going through with
Ra's al Ghul? Are you talking TV series?
No, I'm talking Batman Begins.
Are you talking The Pit with
Christian Bale?
Am I the only one that hears this whole thing? It's like, great. That'll be fun. Why do we need more Hard Knocks?
We don't.
I feel like we've seen it. I feel like everything you can have, you've seen.
I got news. If our record was the other way around, you couldn't give me enough Hard Knocks. I want to know everything that's going on.
Be one of the maybe you're in the majority and I'm in the minority on this one, but boy, I have no interest in seeing in-season Hard Knocks with the Browns or with the Steelers or with the Ravens or with the Bengals.
Maybe we can learn something.
Is there anything you do like when it comes to like knowing stuff about players and coaches? Is there anything?
Lots of things. I love one-on-one interviews with players. I think you get a lot of really smart thoughts out of them. I think of the way that they see the game, the way that they act. I enjoy those kind of things. I enjoy their performances on the field.
You buying this?
The stuff that I can't stand.
I do think he loves all the analytical stuff that goes along with all this stuff,
too. I hate process press conferences. I hate it when you're basically in media mode and you're answering everything as in noise-filled air. I hate all of that stuff, because like, why am I listening to this? You are giving me nothing to enhance my day. Jameis will enhance every so often, where it's like, oh, at least I got a giggle out of that. I got that going for me.
So let me ask you this as we stand by for the Kevin Stefanski press conference, which you can hear live here on 92.3 The Fan.
Like, when he joins us on air, fantastic.
He's great.
Must listen.
He's great. Yeah. One-on-one. Yeah.
You get Kevin's great stuff good. Out of him.
Bill
you
Belichick, him in- anytime, even when he was coaching, if you ever heard a one-on-one interview with him, fantastic. They were always really good, insightful, and you always learn something. But for some reason, when you put him up on the dais in front of, 30 reporters,
Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. has been ruled out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Everybody else available. So only one person ruled out on the injury report, Mike Hall Jr. The whole group is available.
When's the last time? Have we had that all season? I don't know that we've had that all season.
That's been a hot minute.
One player out? Who's not on the IR? I guess that's the other part of it.
Well, and Zadarius isn't here.
Well, that's true.
So,
and Amari's not here anymore.
So I would think that the defensive line's going to be a little
I wonder if we're
a little
get
different.
Any, I wonder if we're going to get any JOK questions today for Coach.
I hope so.
I'd like to know what's going on.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like things are real good, does it? I mean, it didn't look good when he had the injury. I think we were all... And then he left, and we were always like, okay. And then they said he was in the facility, and then all of a sudden, you know, then he wasn't active for the last game against the Chargers. And then, you know, we've heard little reports this week and guys talking about how serious the injury was. We know he's on the IR for, you know, at least 4 weeks here during this season, but we're talking about long-term effects of this injury that he had, which essentially looked like whiplash. You know, when we watched it on the field, I'm just, you know, kind of – generalizing, but you know, and then you hear players come out this week and they're like very, very concerned. I hope we get some kind of update on that, don't you think?
Would be nice.
Yeah. I love watching him play.
Well,
so.
And we enjoyed talking to him when he joined us.
Oh, it was awesome.
The training camp. And
yeah.
You know, that's a sport where it can end on one play, and you hope that that's not the case here with JOK.
All right. So, injury report just came out. That means Kevin's probably going to be at the podium here any second. I want to remind you. On the other side of this press conference, we have Quick Predicts, so that'll be coming up in a little bit.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.